In the wake of the frontal passage, a large and sprawling area of cool Canadian high pressure will build into the region today and set up shop through the weekend. After a chilly start in the 30s and 40s, temperatures will climb into the upper 40s in the higher terrain to near 60 degrees in the valleys. With high pressure parked directly overhead tonight, skies will be clear and winds calm, setting up a great night for radiational cooling to take hold and temperatures to slip back into the upper 20s to mid 30s. Much of the region saw a killing frost earlier in the week, putting an effective end to the growing season for many areas. There's a chance the temperatures overnight into Saturday may finish the job, ending the growing season across the entire region. High pressure will begin to slide off to the east on Sunday, and temperatures won't be quite as cold as a warm front lifts off to the north just west of our area. Clouds will begin to increase Sunday as the front approaches from the west. That front looks like it'll stall over the region through the middle of the week and keep the threat for showers in the forecast each day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that severe thunderstorms appear unlikely across the United States on Friday. A lead upper trough with an embedded strong jet streak will be located over the Pacific Northwest this morning. This trough is forecast to move east and northeastward across western Canada and the northern Rockies through this evening. An embedded vorticity maximum should continue east and northeastward to the Canadian Prairie provinces and the northern plains of the continental U.S. by the end of the day. A southern stream shortwave trough initially over the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley will likewise continue eastward to the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys by late this evening. At the surface, high pressure centered over much of the eastern continental U.S. will remain generally in place. A surface low associated with the upper trough described above should advance from southern Alberta eastward to Manitoba and Ontario through the day, with the surface lee troughing sharpening across much of the high plains this afternoon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high temperature near 60 degrees. A bit breezy, too. A north wind 10 to 15 miles an hour could gust as high as 23 miles an hour. In Boston, it'll be sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Also, a north wind around 10 miles an hour could gust just over 20 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, it'll be sunny with a high in the upper 50s and a light and variable wind. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 81 set in 1920. Normal minimum temperature is 40 degrees with a record of 21 set in 1958. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Friday, October 14, 2016. Sunrise at 7:08 a.m. and sunset comes at 6:14 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and a mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with a high near 60 degrees and a light breeze out of the north. For tonight, clear with areas of frost after midnight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny today with highs only in the mid-50s and a northwest breeze. For tonight, it'll be clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, it'll be sunny today with highs in the mid-50s and a bit of a northerly breeze. For tonight, clear with areas of frost after midnight, lows in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, areas of frost early, then sunny with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs in the low and mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers for Monday, highs in the low and mid-60s. Partly sunny Tuesday, highs in the low and mid-60s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, temperatures also in the low and mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.